down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Five generations of experience in the pyrotechnics industry will light up the Australia Day City of Perth Skyworks. 88,460 firing shots.
That's a lot of shots.
Oh, it's going to be an amazing night. And from Cardilli Fireworks is Rob Cardilli. He joins us now. Hello, mate.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
Rob, five generations suggests to me that I can't do this as a TAFE course. How do I get work experience to do fireworks?
It's very hard. I grew up in it because obviously in the family. It is very difficult. There is no course. It's just something that you learn as you go.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, I can imagine there's lots of kids who have to make the choice about going into the family business, and sometimes that might be quite difficult, be it, you know, farming or fishmongering. But if you said to me, you know, I'm going to be blowing stuff up, I'd be like, yeah, Dad, I'm in. Where do I sign up?
I was really interested as a young kid because obviously it appealed to me, and a lot of people it does as well. So I loved it, and I still do. It's really good. It's changed a lot with the regulations and safety side of stuff now. And even the fireworks have changed. It's just like fashion and the way we fire fireworks. We used to go along and light them manually back in the day, but now everything's done with a computer. And we program fireworks. And it's a lot more sophisticated. It's like fashion fireworks changes from season to season. So the colours change, the effects change. It's really, really interesting.
Well, cool. You guys are artists. I look at that and go, wow, what a picture. Yeah. You know?
So the Skyworks display is going to be visible from all vantage points surrounding Perth waters. Optimal viewing from Langley Park. Mate, can you walk us through, like, how many barges? Like, what are we looking at here?
Well, this event, we've changed it up a little bit. In the past, traditionally, there's been nine, or down the middle of the Swan River has been the main focus of the show. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that as well. So we're going to go down the middle of the river, and we're bringing nine new locations to the Langley Park side of Perth. So that's just off the channel markers. It's about 300 metres off the water's edge. So it's something that's never been done before. So you'll have the main spread of the show through the middle, which will incorporate the big fireworks, the big shells, and then we'll have another nine locations which will coordinate with the main show on the Perth side, Langley Park side, which is a first. It's a new thing.
Okay. God, in a few years' time, it'll go all the way to Freo.
maybe, yeah.
So 30 minutes of fireworks, of course, perfectly timed, synchronised to the Mix 94.5 soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack, too,
it's a surprise to us. You're privileged. It's all a surprise to everybody. Yeah. So, but it must be really exciting being able to match some of those songs with the.
It's good. The selection of music is excellent, and the cut and paste of the music is really good and suited towards the fireworks. So we've been working on that for a couple of months now with the synchronisation and putting the bits and pieces together. So it's going to be something that's never been seen before in Perth.
Great.
Better by the Screaming Jets, is that in there?
No guesses, Pete. No guesses.
Surely. Rob, can't wait, mate.
Yeah.
It'll be really good. Yeah. And, you know, putting it together over the last 6 months, our team have been really working on it all the time. And just the effects that we've got have never been seen before in Perth. So what's going to happen this year is we're bringing back the big shells, which haven't been around for a while. The big shells, I mean, are the fireworks that go up in the sky.
Yeah.
And they're like basketballs. Do you know what I mean? They're in size. Wow. So we're launching those from the middle of the river. And they'll just be like the huge chrysanthemums that go off.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't been around for a while. They haven't used them for a while. So they're back. And then we've got the mid-level fireworks, we've concentrated on them as well. So it's going to be a combination of all the things that have worked really well in the past and the effects themselves. Like, we've honed in on things that we know that people love to see, like heart shells. So we're going to fly clusters of heart shells. We know that heart shells are something that appeals to everybody. Yep. You know, people say, oh, look, there's a heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got these beautiful smiling faces. So I don't know if you've seen them before or not. It makes a picture of a smiley face, you know.
Cool. Oh,
wow. This is how we know we're in for a treat, because we can see and hear the passion on your face and the excitement.
Yeah, it's the Cardilli way.
It's so good.
It's just something that we've been looking forward to do for such a long time. I'm really excited because I know the caliber and the quality and the assortment of fireworks we've got has never been seen before in Perth.
Brilliant. Rob Cardilli, bring it on, mate. Thank you so much for
joining
us. Thanks
for having me.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination donations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.